In today's episode, we're going to answer the question whether or not you should start a video podcast and going over some pros and some cons to consider if this is something that's came up as an idea for yourself. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. Hello and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. My name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Ty Gaucher. I think it comes up as an idea for a lot of podcasters, right? Speaking from experience of hearing that from people. And I can see why, because it's hard to argue that there isn't a lot more opportunity by also expanding to YouTube when you've just been doing audio the whole time, right? And of course, the other thing is you see all the big podcasts, they all have video. So I get it. And it's definitely something that I think the industry is moving towards. But does that mean it's the best idea for you? Let's unpack that.
Yeah, I guess first things first, this is going to sound super basic, but essentially video podcast, simply put, you record yourself, you upload it to YouTube, really is mainly YouTube, right? And then use that recording, chop up into clips, make promotional pieces of content, etc. Well, look, I guess what are some of the pros, right? So I think the first thing that tends to pop up is this idea of, one, it's trendy, right? Everyone's doing video podcasts. All the biggest names are doing video podcasts. So why shouldn't I do video podcasts? And I guess with that, people attach this idea that it enhances the engagement and the reach of the podcast when you, let's say, put your video podcast on YouTube is an additional discovery point where new listeners or viewers can find you. So I guess the first pro is, number one, it increases the engagement and reach, right? When you're doing a video podcast and you add it to YouTube, YouTube has its own algorithm. More people can discover your podcast. It's an additional entry point. And of course, when it comes to engagement, I guess the whole idea is, hey, well, if someone can see your face, they can see your expression, how you talk and who you are, they can engage. They can feel a lot more connected to you versus just hearing you through audio only podcasts. So I guess you could say that is a pro, I guess, right? Would you agree, Tig?
Well, yeah, I think there's two pros there that you mentioned. So number one is just more opportunity to expand to a bigger audience. There's obviously a lot more people on YouTube, so you are just going to have the potential to reach a lot more people. That's needless to say why that's a pro, right? That's why people are listening to this podcast, to actually grow their audience. And so along with that, it's not actually just YouTube, is it? Because if you're recording the video, you can chop that up and post it on Instagram and TikTok. And we're actually doing a test on this right now, right? And so if you don't know about that, go and listen to episode 132, Why We're Hypocrites. Because we've slated this a lot, but now we're actually going to test it out. So anyway, point is, having video allows you to get on YouTube to a much bigger audience on YouTube, but also to actually clip up videos and post them elsewhere as well. And then the other pro that you touched on, Anthony, there was the personal connection. And I think this one is more subjective. And I suppose the viewpoint would be that by showing video as well, it allows listeners, well, viewers, to form a stronger parasocial relationship, right, with yourself as the host.
Because, and what is parasocial relationship, Tig?
Parasocial relationship being the one-sided relationship that listeners and viewers get, an audience would get from engaging with one person, a host, the person, the creator, essentially. Obviously a very special type of relationship, and it is what we're doing podcasting. So there's definitely a strong argument for saying that if you've got video as well, the relationship is strengthened because you can see, there's just another sense attached, right, to the content. You can now see the expressions on people's face, and that goes a long way. Am I missing anything there? I think that's really the main benefit, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I guess the other piece as well is we are seeing a lot more platforms, like even LinkedIn or YouTube's always been like that, TikTok, Instagram, a lot of platforms, social media platforms, are actually favoring video and clips over just like photos, right? That is a trend that has been getting more and more popular recently. For example, I know with LinkedIn, they're experimenting with videos as well. So I guess the next piece is, of course, increased monetization opportunities. This kind of makes sense. When you think about YouTube, a lot of people associate like big YouTubers with a lot of money. And I guess you can have the AdSense when you accumulate enough views on YouTube where you start getting paid for advertisers. I guess similar to podcasts, but now you have an additional arm where you can make AdSense or some ads or sponsorship deals specifically through video, right? So I guess that is a pro as well.
Yeah, it's similar to more engagement and reach. There's also more opportunities for monetization, which I think is definitely something I've heard as a reason of people jumping onto video, because you can get paid by YouTube and that kind of thing. So with that said, then, those are the main pros of doing a video podcast, would you say?
Yeah, I'll say those are the main pros. I guess the final point, mate, would be most platforms now are prioritizing video, whether it's Instagram, whether it's LinkedIn, who are now experimenting with some video, short form video, etc. A lot more platforms are massively pushing on this idea of using short form videos as a way to keep users on. And it kind of makes sense. TikTok blew up. Everyone realized, oh, actually, videos, short form videos, makes a huge difference. So I guess some platforms are, let's say, pushing video a lot more. That'll probably be the final pros, I'd say.
Yeah, for sure. But then on the other hand, there are cons to video podcasting. And I think maybe they're not.
It's not all sunshine and rainbows, is it? That all sounds great. Oh, more money, more discovery points. Oh, we can get more platforms are pushing it. It's trending. It all sounds very fancy and it sounds very attractive, right? When you put it like that. And there are, again, there are genuinely good, valid reasons why you might want to explore video podcasts, real reasons. But it doesn't come without its downsides. It doesn't come without things you should really consider. And I think breaking down some of these cons might help you get a bit more clarity in terms of whether it's something that you would want to explore or even have capacity for. So I guess what would be the first con when it comes to exploring video podcasts?
Yeah, for sure. No, that's a great point. So one of the main things is that it's obviously more resources entailed to properly do a video podcast. Most of the podcasts that I see on YouTube, and not because I found them organically, because, you know, it's from like a client or a potential client or just a podcast I've spoke to, it's just like banging the Zoom interview up on YouTube, because why not? I saw, you know, we recorded the camera anyway, you know? That's what I tend to see the most. And unfortunately, I don't think I've seen a single one. Honestly, I really don't think I've seen a single one across the years that has really added on any growth and has really become worthwhile. Just like repurposing the video from Zoom or Riverside or whatever to YouTube. And with that, what that means is if you really want to do a video podcast, you want to do it properly, mm-hmm. then I believe you really can't just repurpose it. I think you actually need a proper camera and a proper setup and the right lighting and basically a lot more software and hardware than you can get away with at a minimum. Does that make sense?
That doesn't make sense. So what you're trying to say is, yeah, it takes a lot more resources, it takes a lot more time and focus if you want to grow on the platform. And I guess the question is, I guess, why don't they grow? And I think it's because they're taking a podcast first approach and then slapping that onto YouTube. Whereas if you're going to do a video podcast, you need to have a video podcast first approach where you're prioritizing the video elements, meaning proper setup, proper resources, not just do a podcast on Zoom, put it up on YouTube, because that just won't work. You're competing against, like, again, Chris Williamson is record stuff in like 4K, or Stephen Bartlett, all these big names that are out there, Lewis Hughes. Like, there's so many people who are out there competing at a very high level. So that's who you're competing against when you step into that realm of video first podcast.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head there. I think that's like the gold nugget, right? The mindset shift of the reason it doesn't work for most people with a video podcast is because it's just an audio podcast that they're now banging up on YouTube, because why not? But taking very much the audio first approach and just copying it over to YouTube. But what you're saying is that isn't really what works, and we've never seen that grow, and none of the big podcasts on YouTube do that at all. They're video podcast focused, right? I just mean it's a paradigm, as well as, of course, like practically more software, more hardware, potentially even a video editor. There's all these things that I suppose people think you might not need, but if you really want to go all in with it and actually get a result, then I would argue you do need them.
It's an extra layer of complexity which only diverts people's focus. I'm thinking about, how do I look before the show? How's the lighting? How's my equipment? And if you're really trying to get yourself out there, you need all these different components. But again, it diverts your focus from the audio side down to the video side. And that can be complicated for a lot of people who don't have the capacity, who have a business. A lot of our listeners who have a business, who are entrepreneurs, that can be very difficult for them to manage when you haven't got the resources, the team to back you. So Tarik, I guess at this point, we've gone over some pros, right? And we've gone over some cons. But I guess to round things off, if our listeners right now are still on the fence, what can we give them as a concrete way to decide, yes, let's go for video podcasts, or actually this doesn't really make sense for me? So I guess what will be yeah, I guess what prompts can we give them to really walk away to make the best decision for them when it comes to growing their podcast?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to tie up, because it probably sounds like we're a bit biased towards not doing it, but I think that's only, again, if you're just not going to do it properly, right? But if you can do it properly, then you should, because of all the pros that we mentioned at the start. And so really, I think, or we think this comes down to, if you're listening right now and you're thinking, should I do this? Should I not? If I am doing it, is it worth me carrying on? Then I think that ultimately the things it comes down to is, we could break down a checklist. What do you need to make this worthwhile and to actually make it so that you have a chance of actually growing the video podcast, not just having one to say you have one? That's really a team. So whether that's a video editor or someone dedicated to YouTube specifically to actually help you with the thumbnails and all this other admin that we haven't even mentioned. A dedicated video setup. So not, again, not just Zoom recordings, proper camera, really good quality, the right lighting. And of course, that goes for your guest as well, right? And often that even means having to do it in person, it, I think, is where it works best. If you feel like your performance would be better on video, and like Anthony touched on, that's arguable because people are going to think, how do I look on video and all that stuff. And I think if you can get around that, you might perform better, but it's an extra roadblock, isn't it? Another thing to think about, you know, making sure you're set up with the right lighting and you feel like you look good and you can perform. So if you feel like you can add that to your workflow and it's not going to be too much trouble, would be that part. And then lastly, if your podcast is working.
I guess working basically in this terms means your podcast is consistently growing month after month. Your podcast is proven to retain listeners long term. So if you have stagnant growth or slow and steady growth, maybe it's not the best time, because adding an extra discovery point for a podcast that can't keep listeners coming back for more is still not going to help you grow. It's still not going to help you retain more listeners. It's still not going to help you monetize. So you need to make sure you're growing consistently month after month before you then explore video and adding even more complexity, make yourself less focused than ever before. So I think that'll be the final thing. So there's a question to ask yourself. Do I have a team? Do I have a dedicated setup to record my actual video podcast? Will I feel better if I perform on video versus just audio? And is my podcast in a spot where it's proven to retain listeners long term and I'm experiencing compounding growth month after month? And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit. So again, that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.